Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Ratepayers in Juneau can expect a rebate on their power bills. State regulators have until middle of next month to approve the retroactive rate cut. Congress's corporate tax cut will save Alaska Electric Light and Power about $2.4 million in federal income taxes this year. Juneau's current electricity rates were calculated using the old higher tax rate, and state lawyers wanted it adjusted. Debbie Driscoll, AELMP spokeswoman, says when costs rise, the power company applies to state regulators for permission to raise rates accordingly.
So likewise, if we have a significant decrease in our costs, then that gets passed through to customers.
The cut would be retroactive. That means ratepayers should receive a rebate for power purchase between January and the end of July. Company says households using an average of 750 kilowatt hours per month can expect about $45 back in rebates. A judge has ruled the city of Juneau was within its rights to demolish an apartment building that caught fire twice. The Juneau Empire reports Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg issued the ruling last week, saying the owners of the Gastineau Apartments did not do everything in their power to appeal the city's public nuisance order in 2015. The city demolished the building in January of 2016 at a cost of $1.6 million. The city filed a lawsuit seeking to recoup the demolition costs. The case is headed for trial in August. Management of the Centennial Hall Convention Center will be handed over to the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council by the end of the month. The nonprofit already runs the JAC, or the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, in the city-owned Armory building next door. Executive Director Nancy Jaturney says it makes sense for one manager for both facilities. Under the draft agreement, the convention center will continue to receive revenue from bed tax and rental fees over the next 5 years. The nonprofit will receive a management fee to run day-to-day operations. The Alaska Supreme Court will have a new Chief Justice starting next month. The state court system says Justice Joel Bolger was selected by members of the High Court to serve as Chief Justice for a three-year term. The current Chief Justice is Craig Stowers. The Chief Justice is the administrative leader of the state's judicial branch, presiding over the Supreme Court arguments and appointing presiding judges for state judicial districts. The medical examiner will try to identify a body found off Nelson Island in the Bering Sea. Alaska State Troopers say fishermen from the village of Tuksuk Bay found the man's body Monday night about a half mile offshore. And a federal agency wants the public's help to solve a mammoth theft. The Bureau of Land Management says someone stole a 100-pound mammoth tusk from the Campbell Creek Science Center and Interpretive Center in East Anchorage. BLM says the tusk was on display when the center was burglarized March 8th. It's about 5.5 feet long, 8 inches in diameter, and on the large end, about 6 inches in diameter at the narrow end. Agency is offering a $500 reward for its return. Forecast calls for mostly sunny skies for the rest of the day today.